Ravi is an Indian American who lives in Logan and says that over the years, he has experienced a variety of racial discrimination and harassment.
College-age kids driving around, saying things. Somebody just followed me in a big pickup truck. I was just going to the bus stop on Canyon. It was about 8 o'clock at night or something. It was already dark. And I saw this pickup slowly coming, and the bus stop is right next to a parking lot, and the truck pulled up right behind me in the parking lot. But the first thing I hear out of the truck is, "Hey, are you a Patel?" Which is in reference to people from one part of India. Do you own a store or something like that? And I was like, that was completely random at a question to ask. I just said, "No, I'm not. I'm sorry." And then I started walking away from the bus stop.
Ravi says of the time he has spent in Logan from 2015 to 2017 was when the racism he has experienced was at its worst.
The day after the election, I had somebody come screeching right next to me on a road, open the window and give me a finger. It was like no reason. I was just doing my walk.
A 2020 survey conducted by the Washington Post found that 1 in 2 Indian Americans experience discrimination because of their color of skin, gender, religion, or country of origin. In some cases, this discrimination can lead to hate crime or death, like in the case of one of Ravi's relatives.
A distant cousin of mine was murdered in Kansas by somebody who was questioning their immigration status. This guy was an engineer.
Lisette Villegas is a Latina advocate and an active voice for the Latino community in Logan and says she hears many stories about racism in the Valley, but that it can be hard for people to be brave enough to talk about their experiences.
First problem, the racism. Second problem definitely would be people aren't willing to speak up. People are very scared to talk about it, and as well, what will come from talking about it.
One way Villegas says she sometimes sees K-12 students experience discrimination is by teachers not taking interest in their education.
I've actually spoken to a couple of students that feel that teachers themselves really don't even care about their education overall. So parents where they feel the lack of help to navigate the education. So I have definitely heard a lot of stories. But then again, speaking up on behalf of them, it's so hard because they're scared.
Documentation status is one reason Villegas says it is hard for people to speak up because of the unwanted visibility it can create. With Utah Public Radio, I am Manuel Giron.